dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Okay. Testing, testing. This is November 6th, 2019. Nurse Gabriel's log of the day.
Stomach.
All right. All right. Who's first? The sign-in sheet. Everybody kind of signed in next to each other instead of in order.
I think we all came in at the same time.
You came in the same time? Yeah. It sounds like everybody is pretty sick out here.
Do we have to prove who's the sickest to go first?
I think that's a pretty good system, actually. Because I don't want to be rude to anybody, so let me just roll across and see. Everybody seems pretty sick, pretty...
Oh, if we're okay. Proving, let me take off my long sleeve.
Your long sleeve?
I have a couple different things. I have my cough, okay. But so I also have this.
Let's start with Jarrett. Jarrett?
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jarrett.
Jarrett, you're kind of wheezing over there. Is it related to your asthma?
I think so. After gym class, I changed out of gym clothes and I went back to the bleachers to wait for the bell and I started wheezing.
Jared, shut up. you're getting a little, as you tell the story, you were kind of getting a little more nervous and into it. And so you're making your wheezing worse.
No, it's the wheezing. That's just the way that I have to breathe because I can only get enough breath to say a few words.
Okay, I don't want to spoil anything or choose too soon, but Jared, it's looking like you're going to be last.
What?
Jared, the wheezing is just giving me anxiety. The wheezing gives me anxiety. Let me at least, I'm gonna light some Chompa over here. I'm going to light a big log of Nag Champa.
That stuff stinks.
I think that's bad for me.
No, it stinks because you're used to your perfumes and your colognes. This is what we're supposed to smell like, and it's the biggest log possible. I've made a log out of a bunch. And so now it's going to smell a little better.
Yeah, that thing's really on fire.
It's so hazy.
Okay.
And also, I don't know if that loose dashiki is a good... is a proper medical garment for the school nurse.
Yeah, I know it's cut like a medical coat, but it's clearly a dashiki.
It's cut like a coat, and it fits to my body. Do you know what I mean? Now there's no secret. There's no secret here, so you could diagnose me, and I can diagnose you. So, Jarrett, let's just suck on this inhaler for a second.
Just suck on it. It's empty.
Oh, well, so suck. There's always a little at the end. It's cash, but you can always get a little bit just right at the end there. Okay, let's move on.
I ate something bad.
Okay, big fat tongue over there. So let's see.
I think I ate something bad.
All right. Well, and this is, I don't
recognize. Your tongue just got a lot fatter.
I don't recognize you. You are.
Your stepson?
Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
That's okay. My name.
Jiminy, I just didn't recognize you with that big fat tongue, and you're wearing your, what are you wearing there? Is that someone else's? No, that's your face. Okay, and then did you draw a bunch of white dots on your face?
No, I'm sick. I think I ate something bad.
Okay, all right.
I think you might have got stung by a bee or something. You're swelling up.
Oh, I ate something bad. I think shellfish, and then a bee stung me on the tongue.
Okay, well, let's talk about... What do you have any allergies?
Shellfish.
Okay.
Peanuts.
Okay.
Bee stings.
You don't know about these bees. Allergies for your stepson?
Well, emphasis on step, okay? It's not like I don't know my son's allergies. I know his allergies. He's allergic to shrimp, and I know that now because he died of a shrimp overdose. Okay, well, let's see here, and give me your name one more time, and I won't forget it again.
Jiminy Christmas.
It's so easy to remember. It's so odd. I should remember it. So, Jiminy, I want to do. You seem like you might be priority here. Let's do something just a little bit. Well, we'll see. I do want to give you an Eastern solution here, so I'm just gonna
feel like I need my EpiPen bad, but I left it in my other book bag.
Okay, well and what did we say at home? Fine, take two book bags. I'll pay $100 for this Swedish brand book bag.
One of them's more neutral and one of them's a fun color.
Okay, well,
and I like to switch it up.
You know what's not a fun color? All red from not being able to breathe anymore. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to acupuncture you just a little bit.
I would go white, not red.
Who's the unregistered nurse?
All of us?
Okay. But who is paid to be a nurse?
Are you really a URN?
Yes, I'm an urn. Okay. And you're going to be in one if you guys don't calm down.
All right. Here. What's the Eastern solution?
It's going to be just a little acupuncture, so lay on down.
You wait. Those aren't acupuncture needles.
Those are kebabs.
It's not,
those are wooden kebabs.
It's not the type of needle you use. It is if you hit the pressure point or not. Okay,
well, hurry.
Have
you at least soaked those in water?
Yes, I soaked them. I soaked them in water so they're nice and wet and soggy.
Okay.
And the nice thing is I dipped some of these in some Barbasol, and we got ourselves a kebab later tonight. So they're nice and refreshed. Okay.
Barbasol. Okay. Where are you going to put it?
Right there in your tongue. There you go.
Doesn't acupuncture usually just go on the surface?
Well, no, you go all the way. You got to pierce it.
Pierce my tongue.
And now who's going to give the best blowjobs?
Oh. What?
Okay.
No, I'm fine.
No, you're not. You look pretty worse for the wear.
I'm fine. And,
well, if it isn't little Stephen Margaret...
Yeah.
Stephen, yeah. Margaret, how you doing? I haven't seen you in 5 or 6 years. How the hell are your parents?
They're okay. Why are you being so folksy with me?
How the hell? Give me a handshake here. Why have you grown?
Oh,
sorry, I shook you too hard. Ooh, the nog went out 1 second. Let me light that. And who here likes Enya?
The musician?
No, the soup. Yes, the musician.
I would take some Enya soup.
I mean, I like Enya soup.
I'm pretty hungry.
There is no such thing as Enya soup. Oh, you're hungry.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so first symptom, hungry. What else are your symptoms over here?
Well, I just have a really bad cough, and I have a sore throat, but it feels worse than a normal sore throat.
Yeah, tonsillectomy.
No, I don't want that.
Well, I think we're going to have to do an emergency tonsillectomy
I think I just might have strep or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what strep comes from?
What?
Bad tonsils. So
you want me to put, you're handing me a mask.
All right. Here we go. Put this on.
No, scalpel. He's too swollen.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're
would
not.
You like to
I'm assistant Christmas now.
Would you like to do inpatient or outpatient here? Would you like to go under?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna need you to monitor the anesthesia and monitor his levels here. And
I'm just gonna hold his wrist and do audible beeps.
Okay, that's perfect.
Beep.
Who's gonna save your soul?
Beep.
You're not even gonna play the music. Beep. You're gonna sing it.
Well, I can't afford the royalties for it. So
you won't have to pay him.
Beep. Okay. Great. It sounds like you're doing great. So open wide. Wide as a house. Wide as a house here. And turn your head and cough.
What?
No.
Turn your head and cough.
No, don't touch me there.
Oh, it sounds like someone's got a hernia, too. Okay, we're going to need a herniectomy. So, emergency herniectomy. Doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Dr. Wheezy.
I'm not a Wheezy doctor.
Dr. Wheezy. All right, get me some Vicodin, and let's just do Vicodin. Crush this up. We're going to crush up the Vicodin.
Vicodin is not a procedure.
We're going to make you a tea here. We're going to make you a Vicodin tea. Oh, someone snorted it already, it sounds like.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. All right, I feel like we're kind of losing the room here. So everybody, let's focus here, and we're just going to take these tonsils out and also push the hernia back up in here. So a slice and a dice, and you do them both at once. And okay, what blood type are you?
Oh, negative.
Okay, what blood type are you, Wheezy?
I don't know.
We're going to connect you guys because you're losing a lot of blood over here. Yeah, we're going to have to do needle to arm. Don't worry. Who here? All right, let's raise our hands if we saw Mad Max, the new Mad Max, Thunder Road.
Yeah.
All right, and that hands up was just a trick to get those needles right into your veins there.
These are dull.
All right, but are they?
Yeah.
I used those for a grilled pineapple last night. So it might be that. Are they in there, though, or should you have to go again?
This is a flavor injector.
And mine is just a reusable metal straw.
Okay.
And mine's one of those things that you put icing on a cake with.
Okay, well, Secrets out. I'm a bit of an amateur chef at home. It's kind of the way I unwind at night. So I kind of cross over. So I got this job to get some supplies for my chefing. So let's open wide and let's get a popsicle stick in there. Yes, it's a spatula.
Why not just use a popsicle?
It's so big.
Because chefs don't cook popsicles. All right. It sounds like your hernia problem's making you stupid because there's some brain swelling in there. Hello, nurse. McFly. Idiot.
Nurse, you seem like one of our other teachers.
Well, I'm not. Okay, looks like the Ciampa's out again. So I need someone on Ciampa monitoring. So let's get you off the pulse and on the Ciampa.
Okay.
And let's just make sure, because if the Ciampa goes out, the energy goes away. What is with the wheezing? Does anyone hear that? Where is that coming from?
It feels a little bit like overcooked. Do you want us preparing things?
I don't know, okay? I don't know. I got it, though.
I've got so much stuff left for you.
Keep chopping the tonsils. Keep chopping the tonsils.
Chop lettuce up.
There's no chopped lettuce needed for the order. Do you see that?
Chopped tomato.
Where is the wheezing noise coming from? Is there a balloon loose in here?
Ow!
Okay, I scared that out of you. See, you're scared, and now it's worse, huh?
All right, I'm gonna. I guess I'll wash the.
Just wash the plates, please. Wash the plates, because we're gonna have to use the plates on your eyes if you die. Okay.
Can we? I think I'm okay. Can we just stop doing so much stuff to us?
Oh yeah, let me just give this wheezing mouth to mouth. I think we gotta get mouth to mouth in here. So open wide. And how's that wheeze now?
Wait, so you just breathed Enya into him?
I just breathed Enya in. See, what it's all works. About Eastern medicine. A lot of your pains are psychosomatic.
I think Enya's from the UK.
I'm healed!
Okay, he's walking again.
Oh my God! He's out of his wheelchair!
Oh my God, he's walking!
He's Michael Jackson! Hee hee!
The Enya turned him right into his chi-chis.
Out of the wheelchair and straight up to the chi-chis!
Oh my
God!
Chichira. I told you guys, it's all about your mind-body connection.
Oh, he's moonwalking.
I bet the doctor told you you'd never chicha into a moonwalk again.
The doctor told me I'd never moonwalk again.
Okay.
Oprah just walked in. And Martin Bashir. They're doing an interview.
What are they doing, Oprah and Martin Bashir? Is this from her?
They both interviewed Chihi. Oh.
Chihi. Cha!
Gee.
Okay. So you're healed. Your wheeze, how's your wheeze going? Oh, double breath. That's double time. Ooh, here we go. Here we go. Through the window. I just struck you at a crescendo.
Keep that beat going.
Do you remember? Do you remember the time we fell in love? Do you remember the time?
Okay. All right.
I'm looking for a spatula in the mirror.
Well, look at this. So, and now we're going
to. I'm trying to make a crepe.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
It seems to be Michael Jackson mixed with cooking. It seems to be that.
All right.
It's making us healthy.
All right.
Michael Jackson mixed with cooking is making us all healthy.
Don't get too lightheaded. No, don't take. Okay, let's just stop.
We are the cake.
Oh my God.
I can walk again.
Now, I remember when you came in here and I took away the use of your legs?
Yeah.
And now you're saying we are the cake, like Michael Jackson, we are the world, and you can walk again? Okay, so this is...
You're the best nurse ever.
Hi, this is the nurse from the beginning, back on my tape. This is trial number 282 to prove that even though Michael Jackson did some bad things, his music can heal, okay? And so people are complicated, right? Give me a big nod, students, that heal.
Yes.
Okay. So when he's playing at my parties, I don't want to be shamed by people anymore. Or if I'm singing along to his music at Jersey Mike's, I don't want people to say they shouldn't even be playing this anymore, okay? If someone is as weird and ridiculous... as that. You can't just forget about him all of a sudden. And I am sorry to his victims, and I'm really, my thoughts go out to you, and I believe you, but the guy's weird, and I think we can't forget that stuff. Okay, so
I'm better now.
All right,
we're all better now.
Testify.
Oh, listen to my
I'm eating
time.
Peanut butter.
I think I'm gonna put on my.
All right.
You know when he gets really low sometimes.
Cut to me.
He does get high too. He gets high and low. Oh, wait, all right, let me hear real quick.
Huh? This is just what my normal voice sounds like.
Oh my God, you just sound like MJ. So let me hear it now.
I love you, Lisa.
Oh, an MJ from The Simpsons over there. I love you, Lisa. Not Lisa Marie. Not Lisa Marie Presley. Oh, that was MJ in The Simpsons.
Homer. Hi, Homer. It's Homer.
Maggie, let me borrow that pacifier.
I love you, Mr. Burns.
Ooh, Flanders.
Don't have a cha-cha now, man.
Flanders, you're creepy.
Well, thank you for healing us, nurse.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome. And and on the way out, I think the best way to kind of seal the heel is just a quick...
I want to seal this.
It's a quick little MJ sign off. So just sign off how you would, but as MJ all together now. So 5, 6, 7, 8.
You know my man,
Dave Flippy. Okay, was that good or did we not like that? And we want to try a different one.
That works for me. I hope I can just stay healthy.
Yeah.
And also, stay flippy.
Stay. You should. Everybody stay flippy now.
Stay flippy. Okay. Stay flippy.
Springfield.
Springfield.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.